Well, it's happening. New York is mandating proof of vaccination, a digital passport, another, quote, conspiracy theory, which mysteriously came true, in order to get into movie theaters, bars, the gym, restaurants, and I wouldn't be surprised later this fall if they added grocery stores to that list as well. No wonder people are comparing it to the Mark of the Beast. Strangely, none of the businesses or schools or now government entities that are forcing people to take the vaccine in order to participate in modern society care whether or not somebody has come down with the virus and then developed the antibodies naturally. You must take the vaccine. A vaccine which, as you know, hasn't been fully approved by the FDA. It's still only under its emergency authorization. Because, well, the long-term studies, of course, haven't been completed yet. Again, to be clear, I'm not discouraging people from taking the vaccine. I'm not encouraging it either. I don't give medical advice. People who did discourage others from taking it, however, were Democrats when Donald Trump was still the president.
So let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done. When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay. And the question of whether it's real when it's there, that requires enormous transparency. You got to make all of it available to other experts across the nation so they can look and see. So there's consensus, this is a safe vaccine. If the president announced tomorrow we have a vaccine, would you take it? Only if it was completely transparent that other experts in the country could look at it. Only if we knew all of what went into it.
If Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
But that was then and this is now, when you must take the vaccine or get fired from your job, like the longtime drummer of The Offspring just discovered, because I guess they gotta keep them separated. In a new interview this week with In Style magazine, Jennifer Aniston revealed that she has cut people out of her life because they wouldn't disclose to her whether or not they took the vaccine because their personal private medical decisions and history is her business. And now the director of the National Institute of Health is telling parents that they need to wear masks when they're at home.
Well, so yeah, you do need to think about it. And that's the reason why the recommendations are for kids under 12 that they avoid being in places where they might get infected, which means recommendations of mask wearing in schools, and that at home, parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this. And the recommendation is to wear masks there as well.
Let me just follow up
on that. I know that's uncomfortable. I know it seems weird, but it is the best way to protect your kids.
And now the San Diego Zoo is saying that a tiger came down with the coronavirus, despite having to live its life socially distanced, stuck in a tiny little cage. Seriously, how does a caged animal at the zoo come down with the coronavirus? Unless the virus is just floating around in the air everywhere. Which, if that is so, then, well, I can't say it because that would violate the CDC's guidelines about social distancing. But you know what I'm thinking. There's even a new study which claims that 1/3 of the deer that have been tested in 4 different states, and 60% of them in the state of Michigan, have had the coronavirus. Wild animals have the coronavirus, 1/3 of them. How is that even possible when deer don't come near humans and aren't pack animals? And if you thought the fear-mongering was ridiculous up to this point, the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies is claiming that a future variant of the coronavirus could kill 1 out of every 3 people. You didn't think the government was going to let this crisis go to waste, did you? The tyranny is just getting started. There's still another month or two of warm weather. Come October, that's when things are really going to start to get interesting. And since I've been studying the New World Order for over 15 years, I can basically predict what their next steps are going to be, which is why I did the experiment with the petition to arrest and jail the unvaccinated, trying to warn people what was coming, and, well, it's almost here already because, like I said, in New York and I'm sure many other cities, you will have to scan your health pass, your vaccination digital passport, in order to get into stores and restaurants and probably the grocery store. And if you won't leave, then you will be arrested. And after I recorded that video and I realized just how many people there are out there who are willing and excited about throwing their fellow Americans into FEMA camps for not taking the vaccine, I thought that video would make headlines across the country, around the world. I thought it would spark a much-needed conversation about what was coming next. But instead, it's been crickets. So far, and it's already been several days, the only news outlet that has covered this story has been InfoWars. Thank you, InfoWars. The most banned network in the world, the most hated network in the world, was the only one to actually cover this story. I didn't even send it to them. I was gonna text it to Alex, I just never got around to it, I forgot about it. I did send a DM to some contacts that I have at some of the fairly popular conservative outlets, the online outlets and things, but nobody cared. As you know, I'm not Conservative Inc. approved because I talk about things like Operation Mockingbird, the Bilderberg Group, and the Bohemian Grove, other things that they won't dare touch because they don't want to lose any of those mainstream ad dollars. You know, it wasn't until Rand Paul had the guts to say that Dr. Fauci should be arrested until other Republicans finally felt that it was safe to say such an outrageous thing. You know that I'm not afraid to say it, and I know that you aren't either, and if you want to support the cause, order your Arrest Dr. Fauci shirt from my online store at markdice.com. Like all my designs, it's available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So get it before it's banned, because it probably will be. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.